What's up, everybody? I'm David Hain. Welcome to episode 199 of the A to D from Addict to Disciple podcast. I'd like to ask everybody if you can get a couple of friends to listen to this podcast and talk to them about it. And also, if you enjoy the podcast, it would be awesome if you could like, subscribe, follow, and share the link with your friends. And if you'd like to get a hold of our curriculum, you can get the paperback or ebook of From Ashes to Destiny on Amazon. When we come back, we'll get into this episode entitled, Feeling Lonely? Hold On. Welcome back to episode 199 of the A to D from Addict to Disciple podcast entitled, Feeling Lonely? Hold On. Thanks to your feedback of how much you guys are enjoying me getting back to the walkabouts here, here's another walkabout for today. And this will be a walkabout again with journals that I'm going to pretend people have written in. So come take the walk with me and let's share our thoughts as we process the idea of loneliness. And as we enter this park for the walkabout, the first sort of welcoming sign says types of loneliness, and it's written by the Campaign to End Loneliness.org. And it lists three types of loneliness. First, it says there's emotional loneliness, which they define as the absence of meaningful relationships. You get that you may have relationships, but they don't have that depth of meaning and maybe longevity to them. The second aspect they call is social loneliness, which they define as a perceived deficit in the quality of social connections. So this one they're saying when we feel social loneliness, we think that our social connections are too shallow. There's no quality there. We're not meeting people on a social setting regularly or with any quality to when we do meet. It's all sort of fluff. And finally, the third type of loneliness they define is existential loneliness, which they say is feeling of fundamental separateness from others and the wider world. So in this one, they're saying that's that loneliness where we just don't feel we fit in anywhere. And we're apart from people and the world in general. Okay, so think about which of those loneliness aspects you struggle with or battle or fit into, or you know people that do as we start this walk down the path. Okay, here we come to the first bench, and there's a sign there that says, being alone is a physical reality. Feeling lonely is an emotional state, often as a result of being disconnected from someone or after a relationship has ended. So what is your relationship with yourself? This is a challenge right up front. That being alone says we're, you know, disconnected from someone or someone else. And the challenge is, what's your relationship with yourself? Do you have a relationship with yourself that's carrying you through? Well, let me open the journal and see what people wrote. First comment here says, I don't like myself or any aspect of my life, so I guess I have no relationship with myself. Wow, I'm sure a lot of you can identify with that. Here's the second comment that someone wrote in. I don't even care that I don't care. Wow, are you stuck at that spot where the loneliness has gotten so deep that you don't even care that you don't care anymore? Here's the third comment in the journal, and it says, I feel like I'm crawling alone through the shadows of life. Is that you? Are you beaten down by your loneliness or by the broken relationships that have caused your loneliness, that you're just sort of hanging in the shadows and crawling through life alone? Whew. Deep stuff to start out this this walkabout. Let's move on to the next sign and sit on the bench there a bit. Okay, we got to the next sign, and it's a quote by American actress Anna Draper. And it says, "The only thing keeping you from being happy is the belief that you're alone." Whew! That's a quick turnabout that helps me get things back in perspective. So how about you? You know, is it that you believe that you're alone and therefore you stay stuck in being unhappy with everything in life? Again, the quote says, "The only thing keeping you from being happy is the belief that you are alone." Let's see what people wrote in the journal here. The first comment says, "I feel lost and lonely, and the worst is I believe that no one cares." Is that you, that you just feel that no one cares, and that really sort of cements in the belief that you are alone? Second quote in the journal here says, "My loved ones and family are actually happy that I'm not in their lives anymore." Okay, are you one of the people who sort of defines your belief that you're alone because of those friends and family members that you've lost or become disconnected with by their choice? Well, right as we look next to the bench here, there's an encouragement that they put to get us looking in a different direction here. And they have a plaque here with the song by Sam and Dave, "Hold On, I'm Coming." Let me read part of the quote of the lyrics. It says, "Don't you ever be sad. Lean on me when times are bad. When the day comes and you're down in a river of trouble and about to drown, just hold on, I'm coming. Hold on, I'm coming." For me, that's great encouragement that no matter how sad, no matter how bad, no matter how down we get, no matter how deep the river of trouble is and we feel like we're going to drown, there's someone out there that will understand, and they're coming if we keep our eyes open for this person to sort of step into our loneliness and meet us where we're at. Okay, let's head down the path a little further. The next sign is a quote by American actress Ellen Burstyn, and it says, "What a lovely surprise to discover how unlonely being alone can be." Shaw, there's an interesting one for me. A lovely surprise to finally discover how unlonely being alone can be. Let's see what people wrote about that one in the journal. First comment says, "As I walk this path, I am beginning to understand how I damaged past relationships that resulted in killing their caring. But I'm not alone." Wow. Okay. Next comment says, "How can I learn to value my friends who care right now?" Wow, I think that's a good challenge for all of us as we realize we may have lost other people, but we may be alone because of that, and we don't have to be lonely because of that, because we have friends now and we can use our past experiences to learn to value our friends. And the final quote in the journal at this spot says, "This quote is true for me because I'm actually learning to like myself." Awesome. Awesome. That would encourage me to see that we can learn to like ourselves, and in doing that, we discover how unlonely being alone can be. Good word there. Okay, let's move on down the path. It says at this next stop, "You think that your pain and your heartbreak are unprecedented in the world, but then you read, it was books that taught the things that tormented me the most were the very things that connected me with all the people who were alive or who had been alive. And this is a quote by author James Baldwin. This one's deep. Let me go back over it a little bit. We think that our pain and heartbreak are unprecedented in the world, like no one else has ever felt what we feel. But then when we read in books, they can teach us that that very stuff that tormented us the most actually connects us with people who are alive and people who have gone before us, because we've all been tormented and we can use that place of torment, that place of pain and heartbreak, that place of loneliness to find connection with other people. Wow. Let's see what other people wrote in the journal about this one. First one just says, wow, this resonates with me to the core of my being. So it touched one guy deep. The next comment in this journal says, this quote has been a breakthrough moment for me. My heartbreak is not something to hide. Others will understand. Okay, got a plan of action going there, I see. And the last comment in the book journal here says, this quote challenges me to open up with others in a group, to share my pain, and find connection and understanding. Phew, that's a great one. We all need groups, and as we open up and share our pain, and we can use it as a point to find that connection that author James Baldwin was talking about. Okay, looks like we're ready to head on out to the end of the park and the end of the path. And I see they've just got a few little signs here as we get close to the exit, so I'll read the quotes they have. First one is a quote by Eddie Cortez, and it says, God uses broken people like you and me to rescue broken people like you and me. Wow, that's an awesome quote for me. We've heard so many times, hurt people hurt people. But I like this more positive look, and that is that broken people can be used by God to rescue broken people. Really powerful. And right next to it is a quote by John Finch, and it says, God uses broken people willing to share their stories to help other broken people know they are not alone. What a powerful one as we get to the end of this park, to know that if we share our stories of brokenness, we can actually bring healing to others who are feeling their depth of loneliness out of their broken stuff. Okay, as we get to the very end of the park, here's a final plaque, and it's a quote from the song Everybody Hurts by R.E.M. Here's some of the lyrics that they quote. When your day is night alone, hold on. If you feel like letting go, hold on. If you think you've had too much of this life, well, hang on, because everybody hurts. Take comfort in your friends. Everybody hurts. Don't throw your hand. Oh, no, don't throw your hand. If you feel like you're alone, no, 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 you are not alone. Hold on. Wow, thanks for coming along on this walkabout with me. I hope you've got some inspiration that it's just an opportunity for us to see our brokenness, see our loneliness, and knowing that being alone doesn't make me lonely. And we have people out there who will comfort us, understand, and we need to hold on and get connected. Thanks for listening to this episode of the A to D from Addict to Disciple podcast. As we went on this walkabout, if you were saying, that's me, and it's time for me to get connected because I'm still stuck in this feeling of loneliness, then I want to urge you to reach out and join a group. You can message me on the link in this podcast or by email at davidfromatod@gmail.com or on my website at www.fromatod.org. And I'll try my best to get you connected to a group in this area or your area, whatever is best for you. So I just want to encourage you, just the fact that you're alone doesn't need to say you stay stuck in loneliness. Tune in Monday for our next episode. And as always, stay safe and stay resilient.